This is the wire for 1700 Zulu, April 26, 2024. Precedence is routine. Information cutoff is 1600. Bottom line up front. White House creates federally directed climate activist organization, announces new taxes for next year's budget. On the home front, in the United States, encampment demonstrations and general unrest continues at approximately 40 American universities and Ivy League institutions. Large-scale arrests have frequently been observed, along with a generally overwhelming police presence. In Washington, D.C., the White House has proposed nearly doubling capital gains tax to 44.6% as part of the next federal omnibus budget bill. This proposal also includes a 25% tax on unrealized capital gains. Yesterday, the White House also announced the implementation of the American Climate Corps, a first-of-its-kind federally run activism organization. As per the announcement by the White House, no experience is required and over 2,000 paid positions are available around the United States. This program will also provide a, quote, streamlined path into federal service, either immediately upon completion of a single term or through completion of multiple terms of service, end quote. Applicants will be embedded within various federal agencies for indoctrination purposes as part of the training pipeline, and upon completion of the training schedule, will be deployed to various strategic locations around the United States. Agents will specifically be deployed to rural areas and communities with the goal of mobilizing locals and developing local activist networks. Analyst comments for this wire. At face value, the ACC seems like a young leaders program centered around the climate agenda, all financed by taxpayers and directed by the White House. As education and mobilization is part of the program, the historical implications begin to become more obvious and vastly more concerning. Throughout history, similar organizations have been used to further blur the line between federal activities and the private sector, in addition to offering the convenience of plausible deniability. As such, similar organizations have been a crucial stepping stone in the mobilization and turning of social groups into more official and organized federally directed paramilitary organizations. As almost all climate activist groups in the United States resort to violence at the first opportunity, the implication of such a program is quite clear. Implementing this program will almost certainly result in an increase in the efficiency of climate groups within the United States from the perspective of direct federal guidance, granting the White House full command and control over at least 2,000 re-educated, well-paid, and ideologically fanatical private citizens known to use violence to achieve their goals, all emplaced in strategic cities around the country, embedded with local politicians and running intelligence networks of their own, serving as the eyes and ears on the ground for the White House, all of which is funded openly by taxpayers. Furthermore, the announcement of raising taxes while establishing a federally directed taxpayer funded climate militia during the lead-up to an election is generally not advised among political systems seeking to legitimately engage in the electoral process. As such, this is likely not a concern for the White House at this time. This concludes the Wire for 1700 Zulu, April 26, 2024.